This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. It is Heart to Heart. And we opened with the sounds of Nathaniel Bossy featuring Ntokozo Mbambo, El Shaddai, Adonai, we worship you. As Radio Pulpit, we just want to say that we, too, as all South Africans, woke up this morning to know and be told that one whom we worked with a few years ago, I think we worked with her from 2003 up until 2006, Usizanele Mbokazi, has departed this earth, has gone to be with the Lord. We worked with her on Gospel Gold, and we were together with her as we were laying to rest the late Pastor Sipho Kaleni Kalena. If you please, we woke up to those news, and we are saying unto the family, may the Lord's hand be upon the family Yaga Mbokazi and the family Yaga Bishop Mpendulo as well, because she was married to Bishop Mpendulo Nkambule. The Nkambules and the Mbokazis, may the Lord's hand be upon you and all of us in South Africa, those of us who were close to her, those of us who knew her personally and otherwise, those of us who have learned and we're taught from her seminars and all that she had done. She is and will remain the president of the Crown Music Gospel Awards. We as Radio Pulpit also had an opportunity and a time to also work together and partner together with the Crowns. We are grateful for those times. We are grateful for those moments. And we are trusting God that the baton that she is passing on to those who have been working with her and Sipho in that space will continue running this race and will continue running it with excellence. And we thank God for how she had touched our lives. May the Lord heal South Africa and heal all of us from this. We were not looking for that. And I remember in a couple of weeks back, or is it last month, Christians gathered in Sandton to just pray for Sizanele Mbokazi so that the Lord would heal her. But we thank God for how she has touched our lives. And may the Lord's hand be upon all of us. And may he keep on keeping us and heal his children and his family.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
As I said earlier on, we are on Heart to Heart. It's Women's Month. We are calling on all women who've been asking themselves about working in the construction space. We are calling on all women who are thinking about working in the renewable energy space. I'm blessed to have women in these places who are able to minister unto us as well, to encourage us as well. And I am so delighted at this current moment in time to be talking to Pastor Angie Campos-Real. She's not just Pastor Angie Campos-Real. I think, let me allow her to tell us, she's a CEO, let me put it that way. She leads she leads in this space. And I'm talking about renewable energy. She will tell us a little bit more about this. It's been a minute. The last time I spoke to her, we were preparing for the DVEC conference. And after the DVEC, I don't think we did speak after the DVEC on radio. We were speaking outside radio, but now we are here. My queen, how are you?
Ah, so good to be back. Yes, I think the last time we were on air was for DVEC, and that went, that was a roaring success. I mean, the Lord was with us.
Yeah.
And we really, really had some amazing opportunities for the young people. We had exhibits that were set up all around Soweto Theatre with different companies that were offering bursaries, learnership programs, and all the young people had to do was just come connect and get the information and carry on from there.
And I know you're doing something again on the 20th of October. And it's coming again. Yeah, it's coming again. And Pastor Angie, I said to the family, you're not just a Pastor Angie. It doesn't end there. You are the CEO and founder of ACPM Consultants. Tell us a little bit about that.
So ACPM Consultants is, as it says in the name, it is a consulting company. In terms of project management. So I'm a qualified project manager myself with qualifications experience for over 20 years in construction and qualifications as well in project management, construction, occupational health and safety, contracts, you know, quality management. So all that one would really need to be able to build and manage any type of a project. I've tapped into renewable energy recently, about going on 4 years now. But for the past 20 odd years, I've been in construction. So
sure. And how do you do that? How do you make waves in this space? I mean, you're a pastor, you're a woman, and it's a man-dominated space. Both of these spaces are male-dominated.
Very, very much so. I have to, you know, to be very honest with you, it has not been an easy journey being a woman in a male-dominated construction industry. And for other women who would like to tap into the space, I can say that women like myself who have been doing it for the past 20 years, we've gone before you, you know, the Lord has been with us. We've made crooked paths straight. For the young people, the young women who will come after us, you know, we have laid paths for you so that some of the things that we've had to encounter, some of the battles that we've had to fight, they won't have to, you know. And also with the experience that comes with that, you know, I mentor a lot of young women who come to me and seek my advice in terms of what they should do in certain scenarios. It hasn't been easy. And I can only say that through the grace of God, the wisdom of God, the guidance of God, and the favor of God on my life, I have been able to get as far as I am in my career. Yes, I am the CEO of my own company. I'm also working for a company at the moment. So not just locally, God has opened doors for me intercontinentally. I just got back from Zambia on late Thursday night. And so I'm working with a company called Alenzi Energy at the moment. It's a Namibian-based company, and they have a project in Zambia. It's a 25 megawatt utility project, so it's quite a big project. I'm the senior project manager. I'll be running the project for them. I'm also going to be running a 19 megawatt utility project for them in Namibia. So I'm on my way to Windhoek, Namibia tomorrow. And that's just from the favor of God, you know, working hard, studying. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. You know, I'm early 40s. I have not stopped studying. I continue studying. I work hard. I learn as I go along and really lean on the Holy Spirit to walk every step of the way with me.
Most of the times when we enter in these spaces, we want to compete with men. We want to prove ourselves. What I understand is that if men are giving 50%, you are giving like 180% so that you can be approved in that space as a woman. And sometimes we even feel like competing, even when we get into the boardrooms and all that. How do we still maintain our femininity even when we get into these spaces?
So, you know, let me bring this back to scripture again. I like to relate my journey and everything that I do with what God has taught me through my walk. And so I haven't necessarily planned on speaking on the scripture. So I'll just paraphrase it, you know, and you know, anybody who would like to can Google it, reference it. We can also post it later on a Facebook, you know, the scriptural reference. But I'm sure most people remember the story of when David went to fight Goliath. You know, and Saul had made promises. He said, whoever had the, you know, wanted to step up and fight Goliath, he said, you know, if you fight Goliath, I promise you A, B, C, and D. And one of the things that he said when David stepped up to fight Goliath, one of the things that Saul did was he said to David, put on my armor. So King Saul gave David his armor to wear. Now, the way the Bible has described Saul, you know, when God first ordained Saul to be king, the way the Bible describes Saul was that he was a very tall, he stood head and shoulders above everyone else. He was tall, he was well built, you know, he was good looking. And then you take this, you know, tall giant of a man and his armor, and you have David, who's this little 17-year-old scrawny little boy.
Mm.
And Saul is trying to put his armor onto David. And, you know, David couldn't fight with that armor. He had to shake off that armor, and he had to use the weapons of his warfare. He could not use Saul's weapons to fight his battle. And one of the things I've learned in my journey, not just as a woman in business, not just as a woman in construction, but as a woman of God, the most important thing I learned was that you have to wear the weapons of your own authentic self. You cannot wear someone else's armor to fight your battle. So when I go into a boardroom, I'm not often in a boardroom. I spend most of my time on construction sites. So I wear my safety shoes and my hard hat and my yellow jacket, my reflective jacket. And most of the time when you find me on site. And I'm generally the only male with a whole bunch of males on site. And what I've learned is to be authentically myself. So the first thing you need to learn is, who are you? What are the gifts that God has given you? You know, David took his 5 stones, where Saul wanted to give him his own shield and his own sword, because those are the weapons that Saul would have used to fight Goliath. Those are the weapons of his warfare. David took his weapons of his warfare, which were 5 stones and no other armor. And he went there as his authentic self. And he said, this is who I am. Previously, I had to fight a lion. This is how I killed the lion. Then I had to fight a bear. This is how I killed the bear. This is who I am. This is how I wage warfare. And this is what I've learned. When people try to change me to be who they want me to be, they will never get the best of me. But when I go into a space and I say, this is who I am, this is the value that I bring, this is the skills that I have, this is the gifts that I can bring, because I'm not just bringing skills in the circular from what I've studied, what I've qualified for, and all the experience that I bring with me. I also bring kingdom gifts. God has given me certain gifts. And I always tell people, one of the greatest gifts I have is the gift of the gab. You know, I love to talk. I'm a people's person. I love to build relationships. And so use that gift. Use it to build stakeholder relationships on any project. Stakeholder relationships can make or break a project. So what are your gifts? What do you bring to the table? Who are you? What is your identity? And that's what you offer to any company. Do not try, if you are a female, do not try to conform to male patterns. Bring what God has given you to the table and let that value add, complement what they are looking for.
That is so awesome. I'm just also thinking about the competition that you do extra, more than they are doing. Should you even be doing that?
No, I think that it's very important that we, each and every one of us, has a great work ethic. So myself personally, I've had to set boundaries for myself because I'm a little bit of a workaholic. And once I start getting into a project, you know, I can put in 12, 16 hours in a day. I've traveled all hours. But that's my own work ethic. You know, I believe that everything I do unto the Lord. I want to speak words of encouragement and positive words because I believe God is watching me. God is listening. I believe that everything I do, you know, I should do it with integrity before the Lord. And that's where our reward comes from at the end of the day. You know, if we give our best to the Lord, He will reward us. You know, it comes with a double-edged sword. I have found that in my walk, I have a fairly strong personality. I tend to get things done. And I have found that there are people who are intimidated by me. There are people who are threatened by me. And I know there are listeners who are listening today who can identify with that. You know, when you're a go-getter, you're making waves, you're getting things done. A lot of times other people's insecurities come out. And instead of working with you, they start to break you down. They start to hammer you down like a nail that's sticking out. And these are some of the things that I've had to deal with. I've had to deal with jealousy. I've had to deal with envy. I've had to deal with people who have been threatened by me, intimidated by me. I've had to deal with people who, you know, have their own insecurities. But I've gotten to a place in my career at this point where I know my value add. I know who I am. I know who I carry. I know that I will be an asset to any company. And I've gotten to a place now where I don't take a job because I need a job. I choose. Is this place a good fit for me? Because I know that it's not just Angie coming into a place. The kingdom of God is coming with me. And when the kingdom of God that is inside of me enters into a place with me, that place is going to flourish. Those people are going to flourish. And so I don't sell myself short, and I don't sell the kingdom of God inside of me short.
Now, I think there's a woman who's listening to us right now and asking themselves, how do I get into this industry, especially in construction or renewable energy? Let's start with construction. Is it an easy way? Like, can women just get involved? And what is it that they should do to be in that space?
I think, you know, the industry has grown so much now compared to what it was 20 years ago when I first tapped into the industry. It was very difficult. And, you know, 20 years ago, you just had to shut your mouth and take instructions, you know. 20 years later, I think we've had great strides in terms of women empowerment, you know, especially in South Africa. In South Africa, I think women empowerment is really huge. I was watching a video just could have been yesterday, I think, where our president was saying that he was speaking to his mind, that he was saying that, you know, he's got massive plans in terms of women empowerment. So I think South Africa is really massive in terms of women empowerment. And I think at this point, it shouldn't be too difficult for any woman to have the same opportunities that any man has. You just need to be a go-getter, decide what you want, get in there and make your strides. Be seen, be heard. The days of just keep quiet, be still, be seen and not heard, those days for women has passed us by. You know, we have all the opportunities. You know, just do what you need to do and be great at it. Yeah.
So do we have to go to school for it?
So yes, you do. You can have, you know, the construction and the renewable space is more practical, so you would need to have some kind of education that you're going to partner together with practical experience. So what I found in my journey, and I've mentored a number of young project managers in the industry, and what I found in my journey is that a lot of the young people have great qualifications, and they should. But in terms of construction, anything to do in construction, whether it's solar, renewable energy, any type of building, plumbing, electrical, you need to have physical, practical experience. I found that a lot of the young people, especially young ladies that I mentor, they do have great qualifications. I mean, one lady had a master's degree in project management. But, you know, sometimes they're on site and something comes up, and without the experience of knowing what to do when you're on site, it can be challenging. So I would say that you need to have a balance of both of them.
Okay.
You need to, but you need to very quickly get into a company that can take you on and give you practical experience.
All righty then. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, Pastor Ange. I see you, Pieta, and I see you, Frank. Let's do this. I'm coming back. And yeah, my family, it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock with me, Sfongile Mofokeng, with you. And after that, at 3 o'clock, do remember it's something else with Germany, Johan Els. And afterwards, you have Heart to Heart with Luko Mgwediputi. In the background, the sounds of CRC music. Open the gates. We are coming back.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That is CRC Music and the song Open the Gates. You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at, my family, with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Ange Campos-Ruel, and we are talking about women making waves in the construction and renewable energy space. And, okay, here's a family member before I go to Pietra, who says, Sibongile, we have registered a company as women and we would like to be in the construction space. Ask Pastor Ange, what are some of the important things that we need to put into place to proceed? We are a registered entity. Pastor Ange?
So I think just take my cell phone number, 082-518-3768. So I say it again, 082-518-3768. Drop me a WhatsApp and let's just have an initial call so that I can understand how exactly I can help you. I think if you've registered the company first and foremost as a BWO company, a Black woman-owned company, there's a lot of opportunities in terms of tenders and so on for Black women-owned companies at this time.
But just in a nutshell, Pastor Ange, yes, we will take down your numbers again even at the end.
Yes.
But just in a nutshell.
Yes. Yes, you know, and let's just get you registered onto databases like the CSD, and you know, you can start tendering for those type of jobs. But I think it's a larger discussion in terms of understanding which area of construction you want to be in.
All righty then. Here is Pastor Khomotso Maga. Hi Muruti, hi Muruti, how are you? Saying holy greetings, my dearest. I have tuned in. Enjoy your slot. May Mazanele's soul rest in peace. Yes. And may the Lord comfort his family. Thank you so much, Muruti, for choosing us as your number one. And Tulani, hi. Hi, Tulani. Hi, hi, hi. Tulani says, I'm tuned in to Heart to Heart. And hi to Pastor Angie. All right. I see. All right. Thank you so much. Greetings to you there, Pastor Angie. Frank Jacobs, hello to you. Great show. Good afternoon, my sister and family. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. All right. And then here is Sis Pietro Small. Okay, let me do this so we can hear Pietra.
Ach nee man, moenie die vrouens afskryf nie. Ons vrouens kan aan 20 dinge gelyk dink en ons is sterk en ons is Jesus se kindertjies. Kom aan, nê? En ach Sibongile, jy weet mos ek maak net 'n grap, nê? Ek kan mos, nê? Jesus se kindertjies kan. En as jy maak nie saak wat jy is nie, man, vrou, enige iets, ons kom daardeur. Blessings.
Oh my, Pietra, yes, we are multitaskers.
So what I wanted to just share and just also further on the spiritual aspect okay. to that question, one of the things that I did when I first registered my business, so the first thing I did when I registered ACPM Consultants, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. when I had my company registration documents in my hands, printed in my hands, I asked my pastor to come, myself, my son David, I asked my pastor to come through. And what I did was I registered my company in the heavenlies. Because the Bible is quite clear, you know, whatever manifests on earth needs to first take place in the kingdom. It needs to manifest from kingdom to earth. And so unless we present these things to God in heaven, we don't have angels. We have not registered what we want to do in the kingdom. So we've registered it on earth, you know, in the secular world, we've registered this business, but is God aware of it?
Yes.
Has God placed his stamp of approval on it? So that is one of the first things that I did, was when I registered this business, I presented it to the Lord. I said, Lord, I've registered this business in on earth, but I would like to also register this business in the government of the kingdom of heaven. Let this business be known in the kingdom of heaven. Because this business is now registered and it's known in the kingdom of heaven, God can now assign angels. He can now do things in the kingdom and then manifest them on earth. And so that's one of the most important things I'd like to teach people, is anything that you're going to do, present it to God in heaven first. Give it to him. Have sole ownership of that. And say, Lord, whatever needs to happen with this business, let it be according to your plans. This business is no longer registered here on earth. This business is now registered in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is not in lack. The kingdom of heaven has multiple resources. The kingdom of heaven has everything that my business needs. The kingdom of heaven will provide for, because I have presented this business and it is now known and recognized in the kingdom of heaven. From the moment that I registered this business, I've been consulting. I have not stopped consulting. And my consulting fees have just increased as time has gone on. And there's been constant consulting business coming through my business, ACPM Consultants. And when I run into a problem, I remind the Lord. I say, Lord, remember, this is no longer my business. I've given this business to you.
Yeah.
I've presented this business to you. I've registered this business in the heavenlies. So this is your business. Now you make a way. You direct me. You fight the enemy on my behalf. You open the right doors. You shut the doors that I shouldn't, because I'm not in this alone. You are my partner. This is not 100%, you know, Andrew Campus Real owned business. This is an Andrew Campus Real owned business in partnership with the Holy Spirit. We are in partnership now with each other, because I have presented this business to you in the heavenlies. So everything that needs to come into this business has to be released from heaven onto earth. The most important advice I can give to any female who wants to go into business, in fact, every Christian, this is my advice to every Christian. Register a business. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, the Bible says this here, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Have multiple streams of income. You can have a job, but that doesn't stop you from having a business as well. Now, one of the things I learned about God over my years, I've always had registered businesses. I noticed that when God wants to do a sudden wealth transfer to me, he will do it through my business. I have a business registered. All of a sudden, somebody's coming and they want to do something. And now I have this business. And he's using that business as a vessel to transfer money to me. And I always encourage people. I say, just register the business. You don't have to do too much on it. Register it on earth, register it in heaven, and say to the Lord, here's a door. Psalm 25 says, open up your ancient doors, open up your ancient gates, and let the King of Glory come in. The King of Glory can't come unless you open it. Open the business. Open the door. Open the gate. And let the King of Glory come through that gate. He didn't come with all his glory to manifest his kingdom through your business. Take the step out in faith. Register the business. You can go yourself. Register the business. Go to Supra, register it, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, what business do you want me to go into? Give me ideas. Give me ideas that nobody else has. Let me do something that nobody else has ever done before. Register the business, present it to the Lord. And say, Lord, here is a business. Transfer money for me through this business. Let there be a kingdom wealth transfer to me through this open door, through this open gate. King of Glory, come. Manifest yourself through this business. But if you're just going to think, okay, I'm just going to have a job, I'm going to have a job, are you ever going to see that wealth transfer coming to you? Are you going to see God doing great things in your finances unless you take that step of faith, be the door, be the gate, and let the King of Glory come in? That business can sit there a year, 2 years, doesn't matter. Register it, step out in faith, and trust God to bring you the finances. He'll do it.
Wow. I love how easy you make it sound to register it in heaven, because we think I should fast and pray. But it's just words. It's just like when we register ourselves into the kingdom of God, when we give our lives unto the Lord of Lords, we believe it in our hearts and speak it with our mouths. How important is it to ask Him first before you even register, before you even start with everything?
Yeah. No, you got to absolutely. I mean, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. You cannot do anything without speaking to the Lord first. You know, go into a closet, say to Him, Lord, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the purposes of God shall prevail. I've heard what Pastor Ange said, and I would like to be that ancient door. Open up your ancient doors, open up your ancient gates. I'd like to be that gate. I'd like to be that door through which you transfer, you know, the wealth from the hands of the wicked into the hands of the righteous. Let me be that door. But you lead me, Lord. You guide me. You direct me.
Just hold it there, Pastor Ange. Just hold it there. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, Sister Spoon?
Sikhona Wabunkosi, welcome.
Amen. Pastor Ange, how are you?
Well, and you?
I'm blessed beyond measure, Pastor
Ange. Amen.
This morning, let's talk to your Pastor Ange, which it will serve as a ube unepis. Ngobe sisibonile la wena ukhona khona kuba nobukhona bukaNkuluNkulu.
Yeah.
Leyo kampani osebenza kuyo ayiwi nje kunenqa yobukhona bakho. Le kampani busisela ngenqa yobukhona bakho. Uma ungakhumbula ubabazala kaJacob. Ngenkathi uJacob athi ngikhulule ngihambe nomndeni wami, kwathi ucabanga ukuthi angazi ukuthi ngibusiseke nje kunenqa yobukhona bakho.
Yeyi, yes.
Manje kubalulekile ukuthi ube neyakho into uNkulunkulu akazobusisa yona ukuze kukhule yona. Kungakhuli izinto zabantu ngeyibusiso zakho. Ngiyabonga.
Wow, thank you so much, Babunkosi. Wow, Babunkosi says that he agrees with Pastor Ange when Pastor Ange says, have a business on the side, have extra incomes, you know, streams of incomes whilst you're working. And remember that even where you're working, there is a blessing that comes because you are there. It's just like Laban. I don't know how we call him Laban. Laban, yeah. Who was Laban, Jacob's father-in-law. When Jacob wanted to leave him, Laban said to him, hey, I know that I'm blessed because of your presence. And he says, we need to remember that even the places that we work at, they are blessed because of our presence, because of we are there. So the Lord is there wherever you are, be it wherever you're working. The Lord blesses that area because you as His own are in that space. And so, wow, thank you so much, Babungos. We forget
that is the principle. Yes, that's the principle that I was trying to say. Place value on who you are and whom you carry. Exactly that. The place that you're in will be blessed because of you. The kingdom of God is inside of you. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is prosperity. The kingdom of God is abundance. The kingdom of God is healing. The kingdom of God is deliverance. Every single place that I've been to, I have seen God change the lives of the people. Healings were taking place. Deliverance was taking place. People were getting jobs. We were having prayer meetings. Why? Because the kingdom of God that's in me was changing the lives of the people. And because of that, favor was upon my life. I'll start in point A, earning 20,000 rand a month. A year later, I'm earning 60,000 rand a month. How is that possible? Because of the favor of God that is upon our lives. We must have multiple. David is 18 years old. He's finishing, my son David. He's finishing matric this year. I just spoke to a guy last week and said, register a business for David. Register a business. We are now speaking to funding partners. And you know, we're going to be working with Radio Pulpit to help some of the youth to get funding. So we're doing a proof of concept through David, my son David. And once I have all the information in place, you know, we're going to then be presenting this to Radio Pulpit, you know, for the young people. I'm partnering with Sibongile to do this for the young people. We're getting him 2 million rand worth of funding. We're starting a business for him. You know, we're just waiting for his registration documents to come through. At 18 years old, my son will finish school. He's getting a bursary to study architecture at university, but he's also going to be starting his own business. So, you know, we are in covenant. We're in covenant partners with God. I always come back to covenant. When you understand your covenant, you'll understand that everything that's on this earth belongs to God. And because we're in covenant with him, all that is his is ours. But all that is ours belongs to him.
Mm.
So your business is presented to him. If you don't give him that business, you're going to find yourself in trouble down the line.
All right. Okay, let me finish Pietra Small's messages and then come to this other one. Why is it not?
Can I be your assistant? I'm a hard-working lady. I think so. Blessings. Bye. Listen, a hard worker.
You come
be able to tell me to be a Christian, belong to the Radio Pulpit family, and. Blessings.
Oh, I missed that, Pietra. Can we listen to that again?
I learn a new word. Can I be your silent partner? And I will give you info on a hard worker. Because you need a good listener, a hard worker, be able to tell him the truth, a Christian, belong to the Radio Pulpit family, and. Blessings.
Pietra. That is so awesome. Pietra is making strides right there. Pastor Ange, Pietra is making strides there. I think you both need each other's numbers. You both need each other's numbers.
So.
Hi, family. How are you? Hello.
You both need each other's numbers.
I think your radio is on and I can hear myself speaking through your radio. Can you tone it down a little?
Okay, I wanted to go on the show that Mufuken is on now.
You are on the show. Who are we talking to?
Oh Lord. You're speaking to Apostle Jegulele.
Yes, Apostle.
Hi, Pastor Angie.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, blessed. You? Thank you. So blessed.
Yes, the family of Radio Pulpit and your ministry, Madam, and Pastor Angie, you will do well. And here's the secret why you will do well and perform above the rest. What you have said earlier on, when you involve God in what you wanted to do and what you are doing, favor started right there.
Amen.
That is the key. Now, here is the issue. Everybody that is listening to you right now, they'll be saying, how do we tap into that? It doesn't start first by coming and saying, Lord, here's my business plan. It doesn't start there. It starts first by receiving the Lord as your personal Savior, by confessing your sin.
Okay.
And once you have done that, many of the churches are there, of the born-again Christian churches. People must flock in there in order to be established in the Word. Like, for instance, the minute you start to say, here is my plan, here's my business plan, I want to do my business. When you are not established in the Word, the challenges, the contradictions that are going to come your way, when you are not rooted in the Word, you're going to be thrown off. Now, it starts with what Pastor Angie was saying earlier on. She studied the Word.
Mm.
She has walked with the Lord. The blessing didn't just come instantly like that. No, she had to be familiar with God in the sense that she accepted him and she was accepted to the family and she started to walk with God.
Yeah.
And God gradually taught her, God gradually took it step by step.
Mm.
And her faith started to get stronger and stronger. That is why, when now your faith is where God wants it to be, God says, I have given you the keys. He doesn't say, I've given you the keys. He says, the keys. You can open up any door, but it's going to cost you first by leaving what you were trusting on, by coming and trust onto God. But you need to be taught in order to go through that.
All right.
So that is my little 2 cents worth of contribution. And by your Angie, we love you and we are very much for you.
All right. Then.
We are very much for you and we believe in what you do.
Wow.
Love you too.
Thank you so much, Apostle Molele. Wow. It all starts with the Lord. It all starts with the Lord. So it means that without the Lord, you might find yourself in a wrong place, which is going to only frustrate you, which is only going to bring headaches. And that's why you need to be in the Lord first and follow what he says. For each and every one of us is built, even the way you are built, everything, how you appear, your voice is built for a certain space. So inquire of the Lord. Start with a relationship with him, then inquire of the Lord. Thank you so much, Apostle. All right, a family member is asking, Pastor Ange, do you have 10 minutes after 1 o'clock? Maybe we can also cross with you just a little bit to 1 o'clock, up until maybe 10 past, quarter past? All right.
Sure.
But a family member is asking.
No problem.
A family member is asking, Spongile, I hear Pastor Angie is talking about hearing from the Lord. How do I do that? How do I hear from the Lord? All right. Pastor Angie?
Well, that's a massive topic on its own. The most important way that you hear from the Lord is to spend time with his word. Every question that you have has an answer to it, as Apostle Molele was saying now, has an answer to that in the Word of God. When I was a baby Christian, I learned to ask questions that were based on the Word of God. So if I wanted to know, does God want me to prosper? What does the Word of God say about my prosperity? Does God want me to be healed? What does God say about my healing? So before we move any further, let us start to understand, read, and practice the Word of God. As you start to learn the Word of God, you will then progress into differentiating different voices. You'll learn very quickly that this voice that's speaking to me, this doesn't align with the Word of God. Remember that the voice of God always aligns with the Word of God. So the more of the Word of God you have, the more of the voice of God you have.
The more of the Word of God you have, the more of the voice. So you learn how he speaks. You know, you identify through his word.
Yes. Everything, every voice that you hear should align with the word of God. If somebody comes and says to you, I have a prophecy for you, and that prophecy doesn't align with the word of God, take it to God for confirmation. If someone's preaching something and that doesn't align with what scripture says, take it to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, is this from you?
Yeah.
Every voice, every word, anything that you hear that is spoken to you must align with the word of God. If you don't know the word of God and your spirit is not filled with the word of God, you will struggle to differentiate between other voices and the voice
and
of the
word of God. Even your own voice.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I don't know if we'll be able to answer this one now because we are already going to the 1 o'clock news bulletin. Pete, can I say, please tune in? I don't know. I'm hoping that you're not going to come out of your car.
Monday. I think it's a great topic. But Sibongile, just a note on that. Remember that every Monday night, I have a business and finance prayer meeting.
Yes. But I need you to answer a question. But I need you to answer this question after the news bulletin. So I just want to quickly run to the news bulletin. And then after the 1 o'clock news bulletin, then we come back. Pete, can I ask you, Pete, can I ask you to stay in your car Just immediately after the traffic, okay, I will do traffic quickly. And after the traffic, we are coming straight to you. And Pastor Angie will answer you before she goes. And then she'll also tell us about the meetings that she has every Monday. But let's just cross over to the news bulletin. And then we are coming back. I see family. I also have got questions. But I'm going to allow the family to ask their questions.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.